This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The 2024 livestock market outlook contains highs and lows. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers know crop insurance is essential for managing risk. It's valuable for maximizing revenue, too. The crop insurance officers at Farm Credit Services of America have the decision-making tools and expertise to deliver the personalized crop and revenue protection you need for the peace of mind you want. Nobody delivers crop insurance like Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
To say that this year was a roller coaster in the livestock industry is an understatement. From policy changes to fluctuations in market prices and input costs, it felt like the entire marketplace could change course from week to week. Iowa Farm Bureau economist Christopher Pudens said that feeder cattle saw a strong year, but the margins will become much tighter for 2024.
I grew up on a cattle farm, and so I'll start there. You know, the cattle feeding segment has had a really strong 2023. You know, there is this coming herd contraction that finally seemed to manifest here in the last year or two, and that translated into strong margins for cattle feeders here in the state of Iowa. Lee Schultz at Iowa State estimates those margins. You know, this isn't including risk management. This is, you know, just plugging in some average numbers. But his estimates show that cattle feeders, I think in October, you know, made more than $140 a head. So that is, you know, really a really strong margin, and that's even down off the top. Cattle producers have done even better than that this year. So cattle feeding has been strong. Now futures markets going forward, the combination of lower cattle prices here, there's kind of been a little bit of a softening on the price side of things these last couple weeks. So that in conjunction with high feed prices mean that cattle margins going forward do flip pretty quickly, unfortunately, according to those estimates. A little model that I have here at Farm Bureau shows that, at least based on futures prices, those margins flip here in November. So folks, you know, need to watch out for that. Risk management is their friend on the cattle feeding side of things.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.